This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The three-day dialogue will be held from today till Wednesday. The theme this year is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. During the event, decision makers and thought leaders of the world will engage each other across conversations in various formats over six thematic pillars. These include politics interrupted, shifting sands and rising tides, resolving the green trilemma, who, where and how, and digital planet, agents, agencies and absences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today, covering various aspects of the India-New Zealand relations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. Mr. Luxon's visit aims to strengthen the bilateral relationship between both the countries, reaffirming the commitment to deepen ties across all sectors and foster people-to-people connections. He arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. The Prime Minister is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. Mr. Luxon will also visit Mumbai, where he will have interactions with business leaders. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to launch a dedicated app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme today. The launch aims to enhance participation by facilitating easier registration for the second round of the scheme. It will accept applications until March 31st. The app seeks to address the challenge of limited computer access by leveraging the widespread use of mobile phones, which offer a user-friendly alternative for many applicants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that every attempt to foster peace with Pakistan was met with hostility and betrayal, and hoped that wisdom would prevail on the leadership in Islamabad to improve bilateral ties. In an interaction with the US-based popular podcaster and computer scientist Lex Fridman, Mr. Modi recalled that he had specially invited his Pakistan counterpart Nawaz Sharif for his swearing-in ceremony in 2014 with the hope that the two countries could turn a new leaf. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today the matter where it has taken suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the West Bengal government-run R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. A bench of Chief Justice Winder CJI Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar will resume the hearing the suo motu case today. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Kupwara district this morning. A police spokesperson told Akashvani News that on the basis of specific inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in Krumhura, Jakaldara Rajwar area, a search operation was launched by a joint team of police and other security forces personnel. He said as the forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired upon security forces, which was retaliated, triggering an encounter. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow. Speaking to reporters aboard his flight from Florida to Washington last evening, Trump noted that discussions will also include issues related to land and power plants as part of the broader effort to bring the war to a close. This will be the second publicly disclosed call between the two leaders since Trump began his second term in January. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has appointed Andriy Hanatov as the new chief of the General Staff of the Armed Forces. Hanatov replaces Anatoly Berilevich, who held the position since February 2024. Berilevich will now serve as the General Inspector of Ukraine's Defense Ministry. Defense Minister Rustem Umerov emphasized that Berilevich will remain part of the team, focusing on overseeing military standards and strengthening discipline within the army. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin in England this evening. The Indian men's team will start the campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. The competition will span 7 days with over 60 matches taking place in Birmingham, Coventry, Walsall and Wolverhampton in the West Midlands region of the United Kingdom. The domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in the green amid mixed global cues in the early morning trade today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.